Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Seventh Sinner by Elizabeth Peters. This book is read by Grace Conlon. Dedication to Theron, with thanks for all these years of help and advice, and especially for being godfather to this book. Chapter 1. Jean would never forget her first encounter with Jacqueline Kirby. It was years before she could think about it without blushing all over. An acquaintance which begins with assault and battery, however inadvertent, can hardly be termed auspicious. There was some slight excuse for Jean's behavior. All morning she had been working or trying to work in the Institute library. There were distractions. First and omnipresent was the siren call of the city outside the dusty library stacks. April in Paris is famous, but May in Rome has an allure that can distract the soberest student. The city of Michelangelo and the Dolce Vita, the capital of the papacy of the Caesars, whatever it is you may be seeking, you can find it somewhere in Rome. Jean's prized fellowship at one of the world's most famous institutions of art and archaeology was a poor substitute for Rome on a spring morning, and the call of duty was not as effective as Ulysses's waxen earplugs against the siren's song. Michael was a second distraction, and if he was not as overwhelming as an entire city, he was closer at hand. Michael should have been working, too, but his sense of duty was as neglected as his shaggy, shoulder-length brown hair. He dithered aimlessly about the stacks, peering at Jean through gaps in the shelved books and edging up to her whenever she got into a dark...